And the legs of a table. These chairs are in good shape for being so old, Martha muttered. Henry agreed.
Will you be working here all weekend? He asked.
Martha seemed a little flustered by his question. Yes, she replied. I'll be here with you and your brother and sisters. How's your little dog, Watch? Is he here today, too?
No, Henry replied. He's at home.
Jessie was still sweeping when she overheard Martha talking with Henry. She wondered how Martha knew their dog's name. Jessie was certain that this was their first time meeting her. But before she had a chance to ask Martha about it, another woman wandered into the room. Her gray hair was braided and wrapped in a bun. She wore glasses on a chain around her neck. She took several moments to carefully review the room.
"Did I leave my clipboard in here?" the woman asked. "I'm supposed to be counting the desks and chairs, but I can't seem to find my clipboard."
The woman looked confused.
"We'll help you find it," Jessie offered. Thank you, dear," the woman replied.
She lifted her glasses, still glancing around the room.
"I'm Mrs. Kozlowski, but you can call me Mrs. K."
Jessie and Henry introduced themselves. Then they propped their brooms against the wall. As they walked out of the classroom, Henry turned to Martha.
"It was nice meeting you, Martha," Henry said. "See you around."
Mumbling a few words of farewell, Martha went back to dusting off a file cabinet.
"Where were you last working?"
Henry asked as they walked down the hallway.
"Well, I was in one of the classrooms," Mrs. K replied, "but I can't remember which one."
Just then, Jessie noticed Ansel leaning against the stairwell banister. His eyes were...